You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
It's today's most interesting thing in tech from Nicholas Thompson, editor-in-chief of Wired.
Hello, the most interesting thing in tech? Finally, there's some action against robocalls. All the state's attorney generals have agreed with the major carriers that the carriers will now take action against robocallers. They'll implement software changes that will stop some of them. They'll analyze network data to identify where the callers are operating, which should help with law enforcement. Some good changes. I'm glad about that. I hate robocallers. All these calls that come in and they're offering garbage this or garbage that, or they're just straight up scammers. The last couple of days, I've gotten calls from these recorded voices saying, there's something wrong with your social security number. And so I've called back and recorded the conversations, which are kind of fun and sort of zany. But it's a serious problem. People's identities are getting stolen through this garbage. Anyway, so there's good news today. We're finally going to have some action against robocalls. But there's another question. Why did it take so long? I mean, the scourge of robocalls has been building and building and building. And one reason is that it's hard. It's kind of a tough problem for the carriers to solve. Second reason, carriers actually make some money off of it. Right? People are using their services to make the calls, so there's a little bit of profit there. And third, we don't have effective regulation of the communications industry. Government agencies have been rendered a little bit toothless. There's not a lot of competition because of all the mergers and acquisitions over the years. So with a non-competitive market, capitalism can't fully work the way it's supposed to work. And you can't have, for example, a carrier, or you're less likely to have a carrier that tries to win market share by building the best anti-robocall software, which is ideally how you would solve this problem. Instead of having to have the government say, solve this problem, you'd have a carrier that said, hey, we've blocked all the robocalls, pay us. But with a non-competitive market and poor enforcement of the laws that exist, that becomes harder. So this is a problem that I guess we should be happy about today, but also reflects some larger systemic problems that need to be solved so that we don't have crises like robocalls that build and build and build until finally there's action. But then again, I shouldn't be a Scrooge. I should just say, thank you. I'm glad this has happened. I'm glad we're fighting robocalls. And if any scammers call me today, well, I guess I'll call them back and record them too. All right, see you later.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.